Norma Jean Riley. That is Diamond Rio, the voice of the valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good Monday morning. Sunshine and 43 degrees, what we got going right now. And hey, moms, I hope you had the greatest Mother's Day you've ever had. Which brings me into this segment, and I look forward to this once a month, our monthly Make-A-Wish Monday. Okay, Mother's Day yesterday, and maybe you talked a lot about strength of moms, and man, strong in so many ways. But moms become the coordinators, what would you say, advocates, nurses, emotional support systems for their child. And when your child has a critical illness, of course, that is always amplified. And how meaningful is it for Make-A-Wish to kind of step in times like that, care and bring joy to the whole family along their journey. And today we have a new guest on the air with us this morning, on the phone with me, Medical Affairs Coordinator for the state chapter, Kelly Just, on the phone. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, and happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and thank you so much for having us this morning here on the radio.
Absolutely, and speaking of mothers, we often think of wishes as something, what would you say, Kelly, kind of magical for wish kids, but how does that moment of hope and joy affect a mom who's been a caregiver or in that caregiver mode for months or maybe even years? How does that affect them, Kelly?
I think wishes really remind moms that joy is still allowed. You know, when you're taking care of a kiddo who has a critical illness, life all of a sudden becomes very heavy, very quickly. And I often hear moms tell us that all of a sudden their world just stops. But yet we all know the world keeps going. And everything revolves, though, around keeping that child safe and healthy. And so many moms have to juggle so much. You know, they're trying to keep that child safe and healthy, along with taking care of everything outside of the hospital as well. And they kind of put themselves on the back burner. And so then all of a sudden, when we come along with this awesome and amazing wish journey and wish experience, they get to see their child smile again. They get to see their child dream and laugh. And you can almost physically see that weight being lifted off those mom's shoulders for just that moment.
Absolutely. And what a great way to navigate, you know, that situation. Because like you said, that's a lot to take on and that's a lot to have to adjust to. So here comes Make-A-Wish. Kelly, is there a story that stands out to you where you really saw a mother's sense of relief or hope or maybe even healing through that wish process?
Oh, every single story. I wish I had an hour on the radio to share every single wish mom story, but I'm going to tell you about one in particular who really holds a special place in my heart because she experienced Make-A-Wish from all three different perspectives. She's a referral source for us. She's a volunteer wish granter. And she's a wish mom.
Wow.
And so, her son bravely went through cancer treatments, and I'm so happy to report he just had his 2.5-year scans, and he is cancer-free.
Good news.
So that's incredible to celebrate. Yes, such great news. And during those difficult cancer treatments, she shared that his wish journey really gave him that light at the end of his cancer journey to look forward to, and it gave him something bright to look forward to. And their family's wish trip to Disney really allowed them to reconnect together. And instead of all those appointments and treatments and fear that they had experienced through their son's wish or through their son's medical journey, this wish journey allowed them to just be together as a family. When she got home from that wish trip, she called me less than a week after getting home. And she said, Kelly, you need to come up and meet with me and we need to go through all the conditions that qualify for a wish, because as a referral source, if I miss a kiddo that's eligible for a wish, we need to find them. And so she went to work and she sent us 23 children. She referred 23 children to Make-A-Wish last fiscal
year. Amazing. That's incredible.
And I think that just is a beautiful example of how a wish just continues to impact people beyond the actual wish itself. The impact just keeps growing.
So, Kelly, for moms listening to this, and they're listening to you and I talk, and they're navigating a child's critical illness, what would you want them to know about the role that a wish can play during that journey?
I want moms to know that a wish is more than just a gift, or it's more than just a trip. To sum it up, a wish is hope, strength, and joy. And it's a reminder that even during those incredible, difficult medical journeys, there can still be moments of joy, celebration, and memory.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, a wish doesn't necessarily cure the illness, but many families say that something happens, something strengthens in them emotionally. Have you seen that kind of hope become a healing tool?
I have. We often say wishes are medicine, and hope is incredibly powerful. And, you know, May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month, and we have research that shows 9 out of 10 wish parents saw their child's emotional well-being improve after receiving a wish. Now, we might not be able to cure that medical condition, and we may not be able to change a diagnosis, but let me tell you, we can sure create moments where those children and those families feel that happiness, excitement, and togetherness once again.
So, Kelly, let me ask you this question, too. Looking at it through your lens, and you look at Wish Moms, what have they taught you specifically about courage?
Oh, man, where do I even begin? You know, Wish Moms are definitely the strongest people that I know and that I've met. You know, they show up every single day for their children with love and strength and determination. And, you know, just yesterday I saw a Wish Mom post on Facebook, and she made a comment and said, some moms are spending Mother's Day watching chemo drip and listening to monitors beep instead of celebrating with church and brunch. And I think that just shows right there that courage doesn't always have to look loud and dramatic like we think of courage.
Right.
It's just sitting quietly and fighting for your child every single day with endless love.
Boy, that just brings it all into focus. Kelly, I'm going to dig a little bit here. What does it mean to you, I guess personally, to be a part of something that brings such a moment of joy to moms who are really carrying so much?
Oh, it means absolutely everything to me. I always refer to this job with Make-A-Wish North Dakota as joy instead of a job, because that's genuinely exactly what it feels like to me. It is such an honor to walk alongside these families and hear of their medical journeys and then get to be part of their wish journeys, where we get to create those moments of hope and happiness again. You know, seeing a mom watch her child smile again, it's just priceless, and there's nothing quite like it. You know, I just, sometimes the greatest gift we can give a family is a moment where they can all be together, and being part of that is just something I feel very grateful and blessed to be a part of.
We are talking with Kelly Just, Medical Affairs Coordinator for North Dakota for our state chapter. Kelly, I tell you what, your passion for this is just infectious. If people want to know more, they can visit your website, correct?
That is correct. Please do so. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us with any and all wish-related questions.
All right. Kelly, so great to talk with you. And again, look forward to our conversations in the future. Folks, if you need more information, go to wish.org/North Dakota. Kelly, you and I will talk very soon, all right?
I would like that. Thank you so much, and enjoy the day.
That is Kelly Just, Medical Affairs Coordinator for Make-A-Wish North Dakota. It is another Make-A-Wish Monday. Look forward to this each and every month here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning.
Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is engineered for the toughest field conditions, restores up to 4.5% more power and up to 5% better fuel economy in comparison to typical number 2 diesel, keeping your operation running strong, 40% more effective at breaking down harmful engine deposits, and 2.5 times more effective at cleaning up and removing injector deposits in comparison to the previous generation of Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster helps keep your equipment running at peak efficiency from planting to harvest. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, power in the field, hour after hour.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. A federal trade court has ruled that President Donald Trump unlawfully used Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974 to impose a 10% global tariff after the Supreme Court blocked his broader tariff plan earlier this year. Politico says the U.S. Court of International Trade found that the administration's fallback tariff strategy exceeded presidential authority under the law. The divided three-judge panel blocked the tariffs for Washington State and two companies that challenged the policy, including spice importer Burlap and Barrel and toymaker Basic Fun. However, the ruling does not immediately halt the tariffs nationwide, meaning most importers will continue to pay the duties while the case moves through the appeals. Judges Mark Barnett and Claire Kelly wrote that Trump's tariffs proclamation is invalid and that the tariffs imposed on plaintiffs are unauthorized by law. Trade attorney Tim Brightbill called the ruling a decisive rejection of the administration's use of Section 122, though he noted the tariffs will largely remain in effect during the appeals process. Corn and soybean growing areas in the U.S. are perhaps one of the few crop locales not seeing significant drought cover to start May. Rod Bain has more.
Drought coverage is significant in several growing areas of the country as of the U.S. Drought Monitor dated May 5th. Yet USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says one exception is in much of the corn and soybean belt.
We're looking at only roughly a quarter of those two major crops in drought as of May 5th, and that is reasonably good news. We do have some drought in some of our western corn production areas like Nebraska, southeastern South Dakota, and some of the irrigated corn on the high plains. But you trim those areas out, and there is basically no drought in the rest of the corn production areas in the U.S.
A similar story to corn and drought can be found with the country's soybean crop.
A few of the western production areas are in drought. 27% is the national number. And then some of the southern production areas, especially in the Mississippi Delta, are in drought for soybean production. But we've seen improvement in those areas.
Yet drought continues to plague crops in the nation's southern tier, such as peanuts and cotton, and several winter wheat growing locations as well.
This is Ag Central.
What will success look like for you this season? With Radiate from Loveland Products, get ready to see your best crop. Radiate's patented combination of IBA and Conitin plant growth hormones stimulate bigger roots and boost root productivity 10 to 20%. See how Radiate can make a difference all season long. Set your crops up for success with Radiate. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or visit us online at lpi.ag/mysuccess.
That's a check of our Ag News update to the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Senex Ruby Fieldmaster is engineered for the toughest field conditions, restores up to 4.5% more power and up to 5% better fuel economy in comparison to typical number 2 diesel, keeping your operation running strong, 40% more effective at breaking down harmful engine deposits, and 2.5 times more effective at cleaning up and removing injector deposits in comparison to the previous generation of Senex Premium Diesel Fuel. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster helps keep your equipment running at peak efficiency from planting to harvest. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster.